Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Blossoms HQ. Several versions. He's nicked your move there, hasn't he?
Yeah, I was good that.
I thought you were going to join in.
No, not yet. It's not. It wasn't loud enough, but I don't want you to do it louder because then I won't.
No, don't.
My heart sunk when you did that then.
B for Blossoms, man.
Welcome back,
Beaver
all.
Blossoms.
See, to switch into my alter ego. Right, there we go. How is everyone today?
What's your alter ego called?
Just a bit more positive and a bit more chatty for the cameras. Do you know what I mean?
What's he called?
He's called Miles with a Z.
That's pretty cool,
which
actually.
Which I actually renamed
cool.
back when I had Facebook. I renamed myself to Miles with a Z.
I think no one would find me on it.
Was that when you got international fame in the band?
When you got international fame,
E-list celebrity fame.
Yeah, but
forward
when I used
slash
to be,
list.
When it was a like bottom D list.
I've slipped down the rankings.
Oh,
of course,
like,
I've slipped down. Yeah,
I didn't know this was the thing.
So yeah.
Do you reckon we were more famous or just you?
I was more famous.
Oh yeah. To be fair, Miles was like. It was probably Tom than Miles.
Took
wasn't
a backseat.
The incredible look.
Coming back a bit now. Anyway, enough for me again. Tom, how are you?
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Josh?
Good. And my beard's getting too long, though. I don't know if you've noticed.
I think my hair's getting a bit too long.
I was insulted the other day by someone because my beard's going grey.
Yeah, well...
That doesn't surprise me, though.
Oh, no. No, I wasn't surprised, but it was just like, oh, now I'm thinking about that for... Still today,
I think going grey within.
I think you can retcon.
Do you go grey?
Cool,
do you go grey like with the beard first or with the hair first? What do you reckon is the more?
Well, I start on the hair.
I don't think there's any.
So they don't go at the same time. I haven't grown any facial hair. Yet.
Here's one for you. Does your hair and your beard know it's a beard or a hair? Like, do you reckon it grows differently, or do you reckon it has like some form of like intelligence of knowing that it has to be because it's more curly, isn't it?
It grows different, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's just because it's a different part of your body.
But it serves a purpose, doesn't it? Hence why, generally speaking, men are more hairy.
Mm.
I don't know why do we have a beard?
Is it to keep you warm back in the day?
Must be.
It will be.
It's some speculation.
This is like a carpet.
It was one of my bullshits at one time on that, but. Mm. Charlie's not here today.
Oh, Charlie's not with us.
He's playing.
Well, he's still alive, but yeah. He's not.
He's still
in the
with
studio
us.
With Brooke in Liverpool.
He's laying down some tight ass.
Look at that little.
Looking forward to hearing it.
That little thing of him that we had last time.
You should have to cut to it this time. No.
It's easier for you to edit. So yeah, have fun. Chazless. I always find it interesting when there's not
the dynamic
one of us.
Shift.
It is interesting. I don't know. There always is a dynamic shift when one of us isn't in.
Well, I wouldn't. There was.
What do you think the strangest dynamic shift is?
Well, me, because I don't know what it's like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's probably better without me, isn't it?
Well, it's what we always say this, don't we? Like we've been saying this for fucking, well, probably for 10 years, 11. Well, oh, actually, tomorrow, 11th anniversary.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be
the time of recording.
On Tuesday.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, well, 11th anniversary of the
24th of January.
24th of January, yeah.
We started that first rehearsal.
What I was going to say was...
It's mental.
You know, sometimes we'll be in a room or we'll arrive somewhere, it's just us five and we'll go... Feels like someone's missing.
Yeah.
Even when it's the complete five.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's weird. So it's the 11th anniversary.
Tomorrow.
Pre-miles.
Yeah. Pre-miles, yeah.
Pre-PM.
PM.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, it was good.
How long did it take till we got... How many gigs did we do?
August, I was joined in August, so 8 months.
Fucking hell. It's quite a long time.
We didn't do that many gigs though, because remember Charlie had his little expedition to America.
Oh, yeah.
And changed his mind and came home.
Yeah. And then we... Well, you didn't really do that when you were all working.
We did. Let's work out how many. We did
I saw you at one at that pub.
We did the route. Let's work from the start.
Night and
we,
day.
We did night and day.
Obviously,
we did
Ruby Lounge.
We did Ruby Lounge us for. Just Miles had joined the band, yeah. but he wasn't confident enough to play.
Did I fucking gig off? I must have only been in the band for like a week.
No, it was like a week.
But
it
you
was
came
a week.
And you hung out with us and shit.
Yeah, friends.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, Jordan was there, obviously.
Yeah. Surprised he didn't try.
Did we do any more around that time? I think it was just. I think we just did that night.
Well, we did.
We did Roadhouse.
Magnet. That's where I met Miles.
Yeah,
for the first time.
Yeah,
Magnet. Do you remember Roadhouse? We did it once without Miles, I think.
I can't remember it without.
I remember playing Madeline there.
Oh, maybe you know that, yeah, because I fucked up.
I think
solo.
You were there by then, actually, Miles. I think we only did about 3 gigs without Miles.
The moral of the story is, if you can't beat them, join them.
What would you do?
Oh, I didn't think we were doing shit.
What would you do?
Might as well throw a couple in.
What would you do?
It's enough for to call it.
What would you do?
Hypothetical.
If you had... $3,000 million
taking off because they've always got the dollars in. I thought I'll do a couple without the dollars.
Are you going
this time.
To a pound?
No.
Oh,
not neither.
Okay.
So this one, this one's quite interesting. Never thought of this before.
Go on.
No, I would think of it, but you just won a lifetime supply of the last
something.
You just won. Yeah, you got to win some, haven't you?
I suppose.
You just won a lifetime supply of the last thing you bought. Now, what is it?
A sausage roll.
Sausage roll.
I wish I'd bought what I was going to buy.
What were you going
to
buy?
I'm going to buy them. Some more jeans that I like.
Right.
Some jeans.
Yeah. Okay.
But I can't. I'm trying to think what. Do you know what the last thing I bought? It was two things in one. Do I get both?
I think the last thing.
I'm going to put some out here. I think the jeans thing.
I didn't buy them though, so it doesn't.
Yeah, but, no, but I think if you did, it'd be good for now. But you always think you're going to love them forever and you don't.
I know
you love
you
them
mean.
For a bit, yeah, and then you go. You look back at some of the jeans we used to wear, and you go, "Fuck
Ayo.
Me!" Do you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, this is what I've. The last thing I bought is a really good lifetime supply.
Mm.
One of two.
I bought them at the exact same time.
Survival.
Mm. Go on.
What are they?
Bananas and toilet roll.
Oh,
that's good.
That's
good.
What I bought.
That's
from the
a good one.
Shop
that.
Before, so I say that.
Yeah, that is good.
I nearly bought an ice bath last night.
An ice bath?
Ice baths. But
ice, though.
The last thing I bought was some trainers.
Not bad to have.
So you've not gone shopping. That's literally the last thing. You
I bought
nips
on,
the shop.
On my, what's it called? No, I'm not, I was thinking Sophia went shopping yesterday. I didn't do it. Actually, okay. No.
There we go.
No, the last thing I bought, was fucking...
Yep.
Go on.
Owned.
Is it something lame?
Paint rollers.
That's
you know,
shit.
You know the replacement rollers?
Yeah.
I bought the rollers and a hose splitter for the tap outside.
Me, they
sad.
Always break them.
That shit,
do huh? Why? Because it freezes the weather.
Yeah.
So and ice expands, so it cracks
that
the plastic.
Happens to me the fucking day.
Yeah. So I bought a metal one.
Nice.
That's like the. This is like 31. That's what this is. This is shit.
Game
you're
over.
You're
Miles, what did you buy?
I love being cute.
I think it was either. A cream egg.
Dad buzz off that. I love cream eggs.
I think it actually was a cream egg, but then I nipped it. I think it was, what's it called? Tahine.
Oh, yeah.
Tahine.
Like the little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spice.
The spicy, shaky thing.
You know, it's like a
creamy,
Middle Eastern kind of sauce.
Oh, like tagine. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Tagine, that's what it is.
No, tagine is the cooking thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So it's either tagine or
tagine,
a cream egg.
They come in the.
No, you bought a tagine?
No, no. What is it now? I was making
the dish. As it's got like couscous. Is it like couscous and stuff in?
No, tagine is like.
Is it
a sauce? It's a sauce.
Yeah,
it's like a liquid.
Oh, it's a sauce. Yeah, yeah. So it's
yeah.
Not tagine.
Okay. Tahini. Is that a
tahini? Tahini. Yeah. Maybe tahini. It's that. We'll just go with cream eggs.
Cream
eggs easier.
Which?
Josh, what was yours?
Okay. I went to Cobean in Heaton Moor. Massive shout. Best coffee around. And his girlfriend makes these. Harissa and apricot sausage rolls.
Wow.
And it's fucking tasty. It's the first time I've had one, actually.
Nice.
And I had it when I got here. So that I'd be happy
like
with that.
Fuck!
I was.
Nice.
Indeed. But no one was around to see me have the reaction.
Do you know what? That was one of the best ones you've done for a while. That.
Well, you see,
I enjoyed
well
it.
Yeah, that was actually enjoyable.
It's because you pre-planned
Chaz
it.
Chaz got so annoyed at the last ones, didn't he?
He was like, who's asking that?
He was fucking right in that.
I mean, I've got one more, which is similar vibes.
Go on then.
Which could be
it's
quick.
Good when it's inclusive and it's actually, it's not too
it's
out
realistic.
There.
Mm. Well, not realistic, but interesting.
Okay, well, hit, bit negative, but you are sentenced to life in prison.
Boss.
So you're there forever.
I'm still gutted that I'm getting a life supply of fucking paint rollers and tap splitters.
Well, you could be a painter decorator in prison, so you are sentenced to life in prison, but the judge allows you to bring one console game that you will play for your life.
Ooh,
what
wow.
game do FIFA, you bring?
Easy. FIFA, yeah.
Yeah, but easy. Which FIFA, though?
The latest one.
Can you manage one, for the rest of it? So the newest one forever?
Yeah. Maybe nostalgia. Yeah, because the other one would be too old. And it'd be good for like nostalgia for an hour.
The thing with FIFA is all these different things you can do. You could do a season.
You can play online as well.
It'd be that or GTA Vice City for
yeah.
me.
Nice.
See, but Vice City, I think, gets boring quicker.
Yeah.
Whereas like FIFA's like, you can do a season,
you can do more.
Then you can do online, then you can do like a solo season where you're one player, then you can do management season. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Then you can do like a season in another league. You can go these like...
And the possibilities are endless.
I think I'd have to go like, as much as I've got like personal favourite, like classic games and stuff, I think it'd have to be something...
Bully.
That's like, I would, but it's...
I know, it's a lifetime finite. To do it, yeah.
If it's like something like Minecraft, for example, I know it's lame, but like...
That's a good one, that.
It's kind of, it's... What's the word when it just... It's never-ending, essentially-ish. Right?
Regenerative?
Like open world.
Yeah, but
survival.
Like, it will just keep...
Never change.
It will just keep going.
Never, there's no...
So it's kind of like living a life in the game, in a way.
Mm. I've never played Minecraft. Or any games.
I could see you getting into it. It's actually much more strategic than anything.
You're into your strategy games. I've seen them on your iPad and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. When we're like
and shit.
When we're like, you know, if we're doing like a long flight and stuff, I'm all about like a strategy game, stuff like that.
You'd
but
like it.
I wouldn't like Minecraft. It's
you'd
not
like it.
It's very.
There's a reason though.
You've got to be smart.
I'm not. It's not for me.
No, okay. it's definitely not your cup of tea, is it?
That's what I mean. It's not.
And you don't even like tea. So Christ, what is it?
Right. Well, okay.
What's yours?
I might go for World of Warcraft, you know, only because
ooh, yeah.
I can talk to people.
I've never played that either.
I've not, but I'd like to.
I think you and you used to play it.
And it's like, it'll take a long time to get there. And it's
you're
the
probably
the
least gamer in the band, aren't you?
And Chaz.
I'd say Chaz is a... Chaz
has got nostalgia.
Like,
Chaz used to play Metal Gear and all that.
Chaz used to play Metal Gear Solid and stuff. And you know, if it comes out on tour...
Yeah, I'd say I'm the least gamer.
So you got on tour, obviously.
You get stuck
there's
in,
a lot. There's a lot of... There's a lot of long driving.
I used
driving.
To play video games.
Yeah.
Though.
Oh, yeah. But there's a lot of long driving on tour. So it's a good way to, like, play games again, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you mean I'm never get involved in that stuff?
Yeah, you don't really. Like, sometimes we'll all get, like, in and watch, like, Miles will play some or something. What did we used to do that with? Zombies.
Resident Evil 7.
Zombies was good.
And it was
Resident Evil 7 was a good
zombies.
One.
It was good vibes, that's
yeah, good
fair.
Then. We should bring
just
it
getting,
back.
Just
released
getting
a few
pissed
more.
Up on the bus and watching someone. Because watching some games that are really good.
Cinematic.
And when I got COVID the first time, and it was well early on in COVID.
Red Dead 2 for you, wasn't it?
I just bought Red Dead and played it, and I was like, it's like a film. Mm. Yeah. Do you mean it actually is like the storyline's mint?
It's great.
And it was the first time that I'd actually played a game. Other than that, I just played FIFA or something or GTA. But it was the first time I actually
did the storyline.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Or like, I'd say gamed. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not really been
like
a game.
Watching a series playing Red Dead because you got. If you don't skip all the little stories and stuff it's really cool.
This is unrelated. Do you remember Simpsons Hit and Run?
Oh, I fucking love that.
Game, yeah.
I liked that.
Did you like that?
Spyro the Dragon's
PS2
was my peak.
Crash Bandicoot.
After PS2.
So you're talking like year 9 is when it stopped for you, year 8.
Yeah, then it was strictly FIFA.
Yeah.
Up until then, I fucked with a few things.
Yeah, yeah.
We FIFA'd hard then.
We did. We had seasons.
What was FIFA like on PS2? What was it? What was saying?
They're
the same, aren't they?
You've only got...
What you've got.
You've only got the year you're in to compare it to, haven't you?
This is weird.
But you play that now.
Me and Tom, like, this weekend, had a gaming night.
Wow.
Yeah, Budgie came around on, was it Friday night?
Yeah, it's Friday night.
Fucking mint gaming night. So what did you play? It was more like board games.
We did a World Cup on FIFA. Got beat in the final, didn't we?
Belgium.
Bastards.
Damn.
Sound, innit?
Yeah. But it was actually really, because we'd be like, oh, let's do something. I can't be asked. Because every time we've met up recently, all our mates, the obvious thing is you go to the pub, don't you? Get some food on, and you end up just getting pissed. And you wake up, you're like, oh. Whereas we're like, what can we do? And then Tom was like, you know what? Katie's out. So
I made a curry.
Come to my house.
Oh, that's fucking mint, that.
Tom made a curry, and we just fucking
Budgie
went there.
Had the curry.
Play some video games.
And we played the World Cup.
Nice.
Do you know what? Time went too fast, though. Yeah. I feel like we got there, and then it was like,
see you later, mate.
We're in the final, and it was fucking like.
It's nice to find activities that are other 11. Than just getting pissed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It just gets fucking boring.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose there's a time and place, isn't there, for all that? I do like going to the pub in the winter, though. It's fucking cozy as fuck. I think I prefer drinking in the winter than the summer.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Which I know is like against
Christmas and stuff. I always associate that with quite heavy boozing.
Heavy boozing.
Even though my wedding will be in the summertime.
Do you know what? I don't know. It is good though in the summer as well, isn't it? Like a festival, like sun's out, boss band, and you have a can.
We've got a few good gigs that I'm looking forward to this year, which are unannounced at the moment. Which is good? Yeah, there's one.
Is there?
Which one?
Ready to X. You're gonna like that one, aren't you?
Yeah, I can't wait for that one.
Which one? This is the band bit. This is the
band bit. I had one straight up. This one's from Bethan. I don't know if that's Bethan, yeah. Said, oh hey, didn't see you there. Was at the National Gallery on Saturday. And I know Josh gets a hard time for being an old man, which relates to what happened earlier this week. But honestly, I hadn't realised his modelling career dates back as far as the 1600s. The first resemblance was funny, but by the way, I was a bit creeped out by how he was everywhere I turned. I hope that's not actually like me. anyway, there he is.
for you who are just listening to the pod and not watching it, there's a painting of someone who looks like a Josh and Charlie love child. But maybe we should tweet that out.
A little bit, yeah. I could stick it on the story or something. But yeah, so that was a little one.
That's happened
a few times for you,
that people sending in portraits.
Yeah.
Saying that you look like them.
Well, yeah, I think when my moustache is a bit more pronounced, but this is just like I've let go. You know what I mean?
I texted you the other day, didn't I? Sorry to interrupt, because obviously we posted about you pulling on at me. Love Josh's hair in that video.
He buzzed off the palette, when he's
playing the guitar and all his like hair's coming down.
It's like curtains, isn't it?
I think you should do it.
I've seen that, you know.
It was cool.
You should do it, man.
Such a vibe.
You should.
Well, I can.
Since I've gone... since I've gone shorter, though, I've liked the change. It's been refreshing.
Mm. Maybe, yeah.
Well, I've gone a bit shorter.
It does give you a new lease of life.
Just change your hair. Switch it up. Yeah, especially now, like you said, when you're younger. I was thinking, you know, when you're older and you have like... Then you have one hairstyle, don't you? Like, you can't really change your hair. When you're like, I can't imagine like being 70 and changing my hair. I reckon people are like, what the fuck are you doing? Trying to really like...
No one's really like arsed, are they, when you just change your hair?
That's what I mean. So I was like, you know what? You should change your hair when you're younger. So that's what I've got to say. I quite like my hair. I think I'm going to grow it long again, like for the wedding, but...
Yeah, it looks good.
I prefer it now. It's a bit longer. Yeah. I like this.
You always do. Once you've settled in like a week into
your
haircut.
You've got to grow into it, haven't you?
Looks good.
Nice to change, innit?
What are you thinking, Miles? Miles, are you thinking of getting a cut?
I need to get a cut. This is the thing, when you get shorter hair, you have to get a cut more.
You always have the same hair, though.
Well, not like, this isn't new, is it?
Well, it's not a big... It wasn't like, you know, Tom got a fringe. You've not done... Would you want me to get a fringe?
an emo fringe.
I am not getting a fringe. Imagine me with a fringe.
You could, there's different ones, but I'm saying you've kept like the middle part in, it's down. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you've not.
It's a bit different. It's shorter, isn't it?
Yeah, but he's not done a big change.
Kurt Cobain was the reference, and I said we'll make it Queef Cobain. So it's Queef Cobain.
I think just on you makes it Queef Cobain.
You're quite Queef Cobain actually at the moment. Me and you together are Queef Cobain.
You fucking wish. I'm at a level above you.
I think you'll find I'm a level above you, actually. Okay?
And you're higher than me.
Yes. Okay. Moving
on. Taller than me.
Next question.
I've got one from Finley Cooper. He said, Northern lads, first off, lots of love to you all.
Thank you.
I think you're all class, been my favourite band for years. Question is, out of all the different music artists you've met, who stood out to you as pure sound person? Lots of love, Shaggers. Stay safe. Just then, justice for Miles.
Why?
I think because I bully you.
Oh.
Paul Weller was very sound.
He was.
Off the bat. Rick Astley is very, very sound.
Depends who you spend more time with.
I feel the real answer is we've not really met anyone who's a knobhead. Realistically.
Yeah. There isn't really anyone.
Noel was sound. Liam was sound. I've never come away from when we've met anyone and gone. Everyone we've met was dead sound. But I suppose he's saying like pure, because like these little things, isn't he? Like you said, Miles, you made a good point. Like Liam, we've not spent that much time with Liam.
No.
We've only sort of met him. Don't get me wrong, he was lovely in that. But do you know what I mean? He was busy. Do you know what I mean? And he sort of stayed and goes, oh, cheers. Like, whereas like, no, we're on tour with him. So yeah. We met him a little more. Weller, we had like a few dates with him. I think, talking pure, Noel did that as well.
Like when we supported Weller, we were like not even that big at the time. No. It was like 2015. Mm. And it was in Ireland, and he watched us side stage like every gig. I know we only did like three gigs, didn't we?
But means a lot that, you know.
Joey makes an effort to really do that. Does, and, like, let us eat It wasn't like, you can't go and eat when Paul was. And to be fair, Noel didn't do that. And Noel watched the side stage when we were supporting him.
Noel was well, so.
So they're two that like stick out, I suppose.
Noel did little things, though, didn't he? Like is, you know, when, like, sometimes when you support artists like that, and I'm not saying it's the artists themselves, but the team around them can be like, oh, their dressing room's nowhere near.
Yes,
their dressing room.
It's like a prison,
it's dead separate, and like you can support some artists and never see them. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Or like they come in and say hi to you, and that's it. Whereas it wasn't like I would know at all with that whole tour, and it was just like our dressing rooms next to each other. He'd come in and go, do you want to come in for a drink and stuff?
Yeah.
Himself, do you know what I mean? He'd send someone in to do that. Just the little things are dead nice.
He'll Rick, jibbers at Rick, the Albert Hall now.
Rick Astley is fucking so sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's probably the most
normal.
Yeah.
Like, well, we've had most of, like, he's like slept at my house.
He's a friend,
like,
isn't
a fucking,
he?
Yeah.
We've had drinks, haven't we, and dinner at mine with him and shit like that. Like, it's proper.
Just a friendship, isn't
it?
Yeah, it's a friendship. Yeah.
He's a lovely, lovely guy.
Probably Rick. If you're going to pick one, I'd say Rick.
Yeah, well, like Rick's, again, that's probably just because we're closer to him. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Then there's other people, Liam Frey, do you know what I mean? People that we've been close to now for ages.
Yeah,
Liam's helped us out
like close.
Massively in our career.
Whereas, the dickheads then? Come on, let's roll them off.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's weird. Maybe we've just been dead lucky and we've not actually. I don't think there is actually that. There's not that many dickheads anymore. I think it's an industry you can't really be a dickhead in anymore.
I've heard stories about other people we've not met and I can't relate because I've not met them. But no
go
one, yeah.
Nah. Can't spill the beans.
Keep up playing Miles Kellogg.
But nah, everyone is a
another
really,
question.
A really lovely person. Do you want to read one out, Tom?
Thank you.
I've got
have you given me that? Bobs.
Yeah, it's on a screenshot. I don't know what it is.
This is from Eden Haynes. Hi guys. Been a big fan for years and your songs hold a very special place in my heart. Most recently saw you at Rock City in Nottingham 2022. Shock.
We always play that venue.
And the question I want to ask is there a reason you didn't do Ribbon Around the Bomb on that gig? Fucking great set either way, just curious. Another question, what's your thoughts on people approaching you for photos saying hello when you're out and about? Me and my boyfriend saw Josh, Joe and Charlie in a pub in Edinburgh and regretted not saying hello and asking for a photo. Cheers for the laughs and the podcast. Amazing tunes, can't wait for another album and tour, hopefully Rock City. Probably will be Roxy.
I love it when people come up with photos.
We buzz off it when people ask for a photo and stuff. It's absolutely sound.
Yeah.
Most people are really, really nice when they come over as well.
Yeah, it's the ones that come up and go, I think your band's shit and stuff. They're the ones like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose if
it's there, ask for a photo.
I don't care. I just think it's nice.
It's part and parcel of it and it's absolutely sound.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't help but get a little bit like when someone asks you, like, maybe this is a bit big-headed. I don't mean to sound big-headed, but if you know you can make someone's day by a photo, it's not hard, is it?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
I'd never ever say no to a photo.
No, I never have.
Lucky position that people, you know, enjoy what we do and want, you know,
the day people
do that,
stop,
you know,
asking,
I mean,
for it, that's when you should be worried.
Some guy came up to me once coked up when I was eating a curry and that was a bit like, can I eat my curry?
See, that's different. That's completely different, isn't it?
So yeah, that's very different.
People coming over photos, who were lovely people, is absolutely sweet, but someone's coked up in a club or a pub.
It was in a curry house.
Me and you.
Yeah, that's when it can be annoying. Are you with your partner and you're just trying to have a nice night and someone's being a dick or being passive aggressive? Like, that's just
common courtesy.
It's outstaying the welcome, isn't there? There's difference there.
Yeah.
Someone asks for a photo, oh, nice one, cheers, yeah, cheers, bye, see you later. Done. People who outstay
welcome. Can I sit down with you?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it turns into a Q&A or they're asking you, like, why didn't you do this? What about that?
Yeah,
and like, you're clearly like
annoying.
Off the red and you're like, come
we've
on.
Had it before when we were having a piss. You have a photo? I'm just having a piss, mate.
Yeah, that's too far. On the whole, it's sweet. Ribbon Around the Bomb, we mixed the setup, then we got like four albums.
I think it was more of a live thing though, wasn't it? I think it's a slower tune and I think that was before we beefed it up a bit live. Yeah, yeah, we played with the shaker and that still.
You go through waves of liking songs for different reasons and sometimes you fall out of favour. Just you might have one bad gig where you go, didn't think it went down that well there, and then you pull it out and then you do it somewhere else and you're like, oh, it was great. So it's literally a roundabout.
It takes a while as well for like newer tunes to sort of find their place in the set.
Yeah,
I
think
so.
I feel like
them
tunes
stuff.
Are really good, like Ribbon on the Bonds are really good in like midday festival slot, sun's out, do you know what I mean? Boss vibe and it's like...
For the musos.
Yeah, that's a good time to do it. When you're playing Rock City, small sweaty gig, we're a bit like, I want to play like an Avinit tune, don't you?
Yeah.
It's hard. Do you know what? That's the hardest thing about the longevity thing that we've always wanted is picking a set.
Anyone would like to send in their requested set list. Let us
know. What would you be your?
That's quite interesting. That's a great one.
What would be your ultimate set list for us?
Hour and a half. Figure out the timings.
20 tunes. Pick 20
tunes. Is that what it is? 20
tunes. Usually about 20 at like a big headline gig.
Oh, yeah,
any more you're into like
market research, you know what I mean?
Springsteen.
No, I like that. That's good.
You could win.
Go on, Miles.
Being the set list.
You could do it, couldn't you? I bet you could put them into like, you could make like an Excel thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And put it in and you could see what got voted for the most.
Where should they send the set list in, Miles?
blossomspubcast@gmail.com.
I really want you to make some, but that's I'm going to give you homework. Is that all right? Is it annoying that I've called it homework
like
and I'm giving it to you?
Yeah, if anyone else asked, I'd be all right with it.
Yeah, sorry. I want you to know, because I know what you're very talented. Thank you. I want you to make...
I'll make a jingle.
A jingle where I'll say, make a jingle. What is it, Miles? And you hit it and it goes, I don't know what it is yet. I want you to pick the genre and everything.
Like the ultimate set list kind of thing.
No, he makes a jingle that says, Blossoms Podcast at gmail.com, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've got one here for Tom.
I want to write a jingle, basically.
Yeah. Go for it.
And this is, I suppose it's funny because when we make a brew at the yard here where we're sat, we have our own mugs, don't we? But they don't belong to, I don't know where they came from.
Yeah.
Here's the question from...
They came from my mum and dad's house.
Olivia says, I got to know just a few things about Tom's Disney princess mug, which is, it's Snow White, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, did he buy it himself?
Go on, Sean, show it.
Does he have a favourite? Have any other funky cups at all? That's just become yours, hasn't it?
This came from your... Basically, when we moved into this new yard that we've got a couple of years ago, obviously, we were putting pots and we had a kitchen. You fitted the kitchen, didn't you?
I did.
Joe plumbed it in and all that shit. But where did we get the mugs
from? Well, so my mum and dad moved onto a narrowboat.
They did.
They sold the gaff and they've always wanted to live in a narrowboat and they moved onto a boat and they had loads of stuff. And obviously, you can imagine going from like...
You need to downsize everything, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
But this was in your mum and dad's house?
Yeah, they were just mum and dad's. And they had loads and they were like, mum and dad don't throw stuff away. So they were like, oh, let's fucking get these in.
So I just took to this. I don't know why. I think I just had a mug in it.
I like the shape.
And once
it's quite...
Once I get a mug that I like, I kind of stick with it.
My favourite mug is a Dermot O'Leary mug from Radio 2 that we got like 6 years ago.
I like that one.
It's my mug now. It's chipped. It's shipped. Well, it's my mug.
Josh says he likes it.
Oh, no, I'm just saying...
I thought you were going to suggest maybe a boxing match.
I'm very particular. I don't like a mug to be too big.
That's quite big, that.
Any bigger than that, it wouldn't be acceptable.
That is quite big. That's a proper
it's thin,
dad
though.
Size,
yeah.
That.
If that was dropped
from a height...
Yeah.
It's getting smashed.
I like this kind of mug. Sorry to interrupt.
That gig we did...
That's a solid, that. That's a bit like the Dermot O'Leary one.
Stevenson's.
That looks like a... I bought that mug.
But yeah,
I also went IKEA at the time and like
just got a load of standard ones.
Everything for the kitchen and stuff like that.
Yeah. I just like the shape and the size of it.
It does affect the enjoyment of the beverage, I think. If you're drinking like a nice glass of wine, for example, drinking it from a nice glass,
nice, tall,
genuinely
thin
does
glass. Yeah, yeah.
Affect how you ingest
thin,
it, you know.
Yeah. Thin glass is the one.
Mm.
How did they make up glass?
What?
How did they discover that?
I know what you mean.
It's sand, isn't it?
He was going, let's put sand hot and then make glass.
Well, it's probably an accident, wasn't it?
Let's put sand hot.
You know what I mean? No, you know what I mean?
But they probably lit a fire on sand and it turned to glass.
Have they tried to
like
make
that
swords out of glass before?
Like
troubleshooting, because they've gone...
Troubleshooting?
No, because they've gone windows.
This is very Minecraft.
They've gone windows, haven't they? Do you know what I mean? With glass. Yeah. Like it's mainly for windows, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't.
That's a question
for accidental, wasn't it?
Wikipedia. Mm-hmm.
Intrigued. So, Joe's passed me this one here. I can't remember if you finished your question, but this is from Timmy Harrison, nearly Tommy Harrison.
The OG.
That's the OG.
You know who he is.
Is it Timmy Harrison?
Scouts.
I don't know.
He used to come and watch us. I bet he is.
Him and his brother.
All lowercase Timmy Harrison. No profile.
Well,
picture.
If it is, hiya, Timmy.
Yes, lads. Hope you're all doing well. Nicely, punctuated and spaced out. This guy writes emails.
The opposite of me, then.
Yes, and me. The big, in caps, question on mine and everyone else's, allegedly, is, did Big Word make the cut for the new album's track list? Love the new order vibe and feel you have plenty of darker/moody tunes you're sitting on. See you soon, lads. Timmy, kiss.
See, I love...
Big Word.
I love Big Word. And I love the darker, moodier stuff, but... I've always been like a bit like that. No.
It's 5 years old, isn't it?
5 years old.
5 years old, isn't it?
Yeah. I've always liked the darker stuff. I mean, Big Word isn't going to be on the next album, is it?
Probably not. I mean, I think it'd be good to... we will put it out at some point, whether it's like a deluxe or something. Yeah. I think it'd be a good deluxe track.
It'll
for
be
it.
Out there.
It's a great recording
I
as
think
well.
We owe it. This one's lame, but we owe it to the fans to release it. Now we've played it live. You can't. That would piss me off if one of my favourite bands like played a tune. I was like buzzing about it and just never released.
Doesn't
it.
Really sit alongside the rest of the stuff we've been working on, does it, I suppose?
No, I guess not.
That's the other thing I wanted to speak to. I wonder what people think about that, because I think I was watching this documentary last night I told you about on the phone, didn't I? The Hypnosis or Hypnosis. And it was these two guys who basically did all the artwork for fucking basically every band from like the fucking late 60s onwards, do you know what I mean? Like literally, it's on Netflix if you want. I think it's called Turning a Square into a Circle or Turning a Circle into a Square, one of them.
I'll have to check that out.
And it's mint and it's about the artwork. So I was like, oh, this would just be a good... It's like 2 hours. I was like, this would be a good documentary to watch, obviously, because we're coming into doing our artwork, blah, blah, blah. And I was like... just watch it, really, really interesting. But I forgot where I was going with it. But they were talking about, we're talking about the album, weren't we? Yeah, that's it. And they were talking about artwork and how it used to be like they used to listen to the album and then try and get artwork to sort of
LSD.
Mirror. Yeah, well, that was one of the, like, they
mirror what LSD. They imagined it as.
Exactly. But then one day they just didn't and no one gave a fuck. And everyone interprets it their own way.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's the same, you know, when you're doing a track listing, like.
It's even naming the album.
Yeah,
it becomes what it is, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Like it
does,
you put all this stuff on it, and you're like, "Fuck."
They did the Pink Floyd, the
Dark Side
of
the
Moon. Yeah. Honestly, like, their albums have done are fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Like, you're like, "Fuck me, what album haven't they done?" That's like, and some of them are class, and some of the footage you've got and stuff like are the shoots they did and things like that are amazing. Like, they did Led Zeppelin, the Battersby Power Station thing as well. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you're just like. Genius at the time. Really good documentary though. But yeah, I was thinking that the other day. I was thinking, how much do people, because Noel's on it and Noel's talking about it and he's basically saying how, like, he actually talked about Anais in it and he said he got home once and was like, oh, I've just been in a meeting about artwork, and Anais was like, what's artwork? And he was like, you know, like, artwork for the thing, and she was like,
when she was a kid,
yeah, I don't know what it is. And he was like, you know that little picture that comes up on iTunes? She was like, yeah. And he was like, that. And she went, oh, why did you have a meeting about that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just
broke it down to the most simple terms.
And he was just like, well, that's just cost.
About like nowadays,
well,
it's important.
Like, that just cost me 100 grand. Do you know what I mean? And I think it's going a bit like with track listing, isn't it, in a way? Because
I know where you're coming from here.
People, but you can see it on Spotify. There's a massive drop off. Like your first few tunes. Do you know what I mean? Get thinking. And then also tunes go in like playlists and people can shuffle it.
Just Illuminati is fucked now.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's like, and like, I wonder how much of that is still a thing. Or like you said, if you did fucking throw tunes in that were like madly different, will that weirdly make people listen more? Because
depending on who you are as an artist,
you know,
or a band.
I didn't like attention spans. Do you know what I mean?
Depends on like, I don't know. You should really, in my opinion... You should always have your ears and eyes on stuff like that and what's like moving and everything like that. But really, if it's ultimately down to the art and the flow of like your body of work, if you want to fucking chuck anything on it, it's up to you, innit?
Yeah.
Don't really matter,
I think,
like you should be whole to yourself and have it how you want it to be.
Cool, yeah, I agree.
Traditional or just change with the trends.
My thing is more
bollocks.
That thing of being like,
the artwork thing's interesting, though.
Yeah, well, that's
because I get
what
like
me
from
about...
selling vinyls. It used to be like, I fucking love the Tubular Bells one. Oh,
that's
but like
that was
that's
physically
so
made.
Well, they must have done something
like
that.
There's a quote that Noel says
that's fucking mad.
And Noel says it in a very funny way. He says that record collections are a poor man's art collection. Do you know what I mean? Because obviously the record and the artwork and stuff, people used to have that.
Mm.
And he was like, "Such a good fucking quote." I think I fucking said it. I don't know if you did or not. I don't know where the quote's from, but
I've never been an album listener, though, to be fair. My attention span's a bit too shit. Like, I probably listen to all my favourite albums, like, well, I've obviously listened to all the way through, but I don't usually, and then I pick out the ones that I like.
That's what came up in that.
Interesting.
Like, saying, people listen to playlists these days, don't you? Which is where you can have, if it was more of a playlist approach, you can have the different kind of tunes, because you'll have playlists where you'll have drastically different.
Yeah, but still be into it. Yeah,
and you'll like it. I think you could fuck with it. I think
that's my point.
I think it'd have to be like a conscious decision, though.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be like a mishmash.
You can't be blasé about it.
That was my point. My point was like, is an album do people listen to it anymore? I don't know. I'm not saying I know the answer. I'm just saying.
I think the band we are, I think there's a lot of people who do. They treat albums as albums, yeah, by the
vinyl. Like, especially without, if you went there, you could just mix it up and go, yeah, this is just
the,
like...
The thing is, it's again, there's no rules to it. It's however you interpret it.
Well, then it become like, say, that came up with the artwork thing. They did that, and then at first they were like, what the fuck's that got to do? I won't spoil it in case you watch it, but the record company were like, what the fuck's that got to do with Pink Floyd? And they were just like, well, it is it. And then it went out, and now we're like, you can't not think about that.
Just by association.
And thinking about Pink Floyd. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It does. It sort of does work in. It can work its favour.
Dynamics, I think, it's the dynamic of an album's got cool.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But ultimately, everyone's different.
Yeah, I just. Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? Vinyl. I reckon vinyl. That's more important. Vinyl's are fucking still going. Obviously, really fucking well these days. So
vinyl's great.
Yeah. So interesting.
I suppose that thing, like, everything's at ease now. Like, they were talking about when you used to go and buy a vinyl and you used to, on the way home from buying the vinyl, you'd sit there and look at the cover and you'd then go through
video games. It's changed as well. You used to be like with a game. I remember buying a game and looking at the artwork.
It's
and
to read
at all
the back
bits.
Of it and everything.
Now you just press buy, download, and then you just fucking play it and you're
that's
like...
What I'm saying, that's what I'm about to tell. They got like, they used to read the notes and they knew where it was recorded, where it was like...
It was instant gratification,
isn't
it?
Who fucking did this? Who did that? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think there still is a place for that though.
Yeah, of course.
I think there is.
I agree. Yeah, big time. But like, that was happening en masse. Do you know what I mean? I'm saying like in terms of... It's quite nice, or like they were making the point of you did that before you even listened to it. Where now it's like the opposite. You might listen to it and go, "It's not for me," and never read it. But you might read something there that sparks something that then intrigues you more to listen to it.
You're following like a pattern of release the singles to get the exposure, and then release the album. Like sometimes it's like, what would happen if you just released an album out of nowhere?
I always think that.
I'd like to, going forward after this one, just kind of fuck the norm and just
fucking release an album.
I'm buying a banjo then, man.
Do it.
I mean, because this album is pretty much self-released, I suppose we could just fucking release it and see what happens. Like, if it went flat, it wouldn't really matter because it's like we tried it, it didn't work, let's do the next one. Do you know what I mean?
But we're already in the process of not doing that, really, aren't we? We've kind of put a, if to-do list will end up on it probably, then we've already
I'm talking about after this one, like, because I get you, we've already sort of, it would be too weird to do it now, but I mean the next one after this.
Yeah.
Because I mean, this next album for us is a big album, if we're being completely transparent on the podcast, in terms of like, we're not on a major anymore. We decided not to, they wanted to sign us. We said no. It was very amicable. Yeah. We've already spoke about, or briefly spoke about that. Mm-hmm. We're releasing a self-release sort of thing in partnership with Orchard. It's going to be a bit like...
Yeah, we're like 10 years in when you feel like you're a bit old, you're not the new kids on the block anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like it is...
Then you look at Inhaler and how good looking they are, and you're just there like a crusty man.
The world's changed. I've got a little one to fill the time here, a little stupid one.
Go on then.
Not stupid, just quite interesting actually. It's from Ross James Day. The subject being grafters. And it says, "Hi lads, who do you reckon are the biggest grafters, ants or bees?" Because they both graft, but in very different ways.
I think got more teamwork ants, haven't they?
Well, bees. They're all teaming up to
bees.
Hang out with the queen.
I reckon bees get more.
I'd say they're on their own more, aren't they? You're going to have to say bees because we benefit from bees, whereas I know down the chain we'd benefit from ants, but I'm saying, like, you know what I mean? It's like an automatic honey, isn't it?
But also Manchester, by association, worker bees.
Yeah.
Are they the biggest grafters? It's going to have to be the bee.
I reckon flying's harder than walking.
I think that...
That could be the title.
I reckon if you got an ant and said walk to the end of this room, and then you got a bee and said fly to the end of the room, the bee would be more
using
out of breath
than
the ant. Yeah.
I think ants can build better than bees because they build and dig and make
bees.
Bees have hives.
I know, but it's
the hives and nests are the same sort of thing. Yeah. Jesus, that was quick. Tom, the question was while you were away.
It's quick for you, that, Tom.
The question was.
Practicing.
Who do you reckon are the biggest grafters, ants or bees? This is from Ross James Day.
I reckon ants.
Off the bat, I thought ants.
I reckon bees because, like, I reckon flying's harder than walking.
I thought was a pretty cool quote.
And the more on a bee, isn't they? Heavier, I mean.
And we get something, we got honey from them and stuff.
Maybe the bees
make the honey.
Yeah.
What do ants actually do?
I watched that the other day.
Did you?
Ants more self-serving.
They're in like a big ass fucking mess.
They don't do as much for us.
It's not directly for us. Obviously, if you took all ants away, then it'd affect some sort of chain. But yeah,
let's go with bees.
Yeah, I think bees.
I got bees.
Bees are
cool as well,
I think,
aren't they?
As well, yeah.
And bees for blossoms.
Yeah. Yay.
And Manchester. What's the animal of Stockport if Manchester's a bee?
Rodent of some sort.
A rat.
Yeah.
Oh, don't be mean on Stockport. P-town. I've got a massive one. Let's go for it.
You got it.
Madison. Oh, fuck it. Why do I always pick the ones that I can't pronounce?
You want me to read it?
B-O. Yeah, it's a big one. Do you want to read it?
Can you read it?
You have to scroll. It's the next photos or screenshot. You know. Madison Botcher.
Right. Oh, yeah. Madison Bukta. I would pronounce that.
I'd say Botcher. Spell
it's
it. So
boo. It's B-O-U.
B-O-U, yeah.
You'd say boo, wouldn't you? C-H-T-A. Bournemouth. Bukta.
Bukta. It's a good name, I like it.
Or Buchta, whatever. Hi, all.
Hi.
I fell in love with your music at the start of 2021, and I can't lie, you got me through the second lockdown. Bought tickets for Truck Festival 2022 just to see you live, and honestly, it was one of the best moments of my life. One of my favourite ever gigs.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
A really, really good gig.
I was also very pleased when you said it was one of your favourite sets on the previous podcast. Fancy coming again in 2024.
Yeah.
I also happened to meet my boyfriend Ben in a crowd later on at that very festival.
That's nice.
If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't have even met. We later watched you on tour in Bournemouth as our first concert. I was a bit jealous when I shouted, and he was a bit jealous when I shouted out, "I love you, Josh," but we've moved past that now. This is a question for everyone. If you had to describe yourself as a Blossom song, which would you choose? Like the song that sums up your identity and who you are in terms of sound, lyrics and overall vibe. I'm very interested to know your answers. If your answers are close to my predictions. She sent her predictions. No.
Should we answer that first?
Let's do that first then. Fucking hell.
Go on, Miles. Have you got a $5 shake?
Right, this is a good question, this.
Well, Miles is vacant days, isn't he?
I don't really, yeah.
So, you wrote a tune inspired by a situation I was going through it once.
Yeah, it never came out.
What was it called?
Loneliness and I.
Loneliness and I. I mean, I don't feel like that, obviously, now, but.
What's Between the Eyes about? Because I like that song.
That's actually a positive love song.
About love hitting you.
I just like Between the Eyes. I just like
despite
that.
But
like sneaking up on you and you don't expect it. Mm. That's what that song's about.
Like a sucker punch between the eyes.
What's the weirdest song you've got?
Lava. No, we're there. What? Scattered Rain. Your scattered rain is fucked.
Scattered Rain.
You're the early scattered rain. I do like Poker Up Bones, though.
That was good times.
Yeah. Tom? But you suppose you're all of them, aren't you?
Yeah. I actually have a look at
it. If I had to pick one that summed me up the most.
Now, today, on this day.
Trying to think what tune you always play.
I don't always play one, do I? Blown Rose, I suppose, feels a bit, it's kind of like melancholy, but there's some positivity in there. I'd say I'm a bit like that.
What am I then?
At most a kiss, something like that.
I found out what I am.
The most ADHD tune we've got.
I'm paperback writer in isolation.
Have you asked AI?
It's not even our tune.
My swimming brain is quite good. I feel like that quite often.
What's Chaz? Let's pick for Chaz.
The Urge. He's quite 60s, isn't he?
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean?
He's a bit OG, like.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Good that.
I think. What? Yeah.
I like Blow Mo's. You think that's good?
I don't know though. I don't know what it's about. That's a hard question,
to be honest.
Song's not really about anything specific. I wouldn't say.
I suppose it's a vibe. Innit?
I don't know how it's summed myself
up. Carry on reading the question.
Well, I like Swimming Brain.
I like Turtles.
Next bit of the question. Extra question for Joe in the Lost Frank Ocean cover. How many times did you record yourself playing the scissors, or are you that professional at scissor playing that you just managed to 3:46? Should we ruin the illusion here of what that kind of shit happens? So loops. Joe will have filmed himself for the full 3 minutes doing that, which is in time.
And when
Miles edits the audio together, if there's any bits that are slightly out of time, he will have just made them in time.
So with all of that,
same with vocals, same with guitar playing.
Everything was recorded through an iPhone, so some timings must have been done.
Yeah, and we weren't in the same room.
We weren't in the same room.
You played to your own click at home, like it was very rogue.
To be fair, though, I didn't replace anything with samples. I just EQ'd everything to sound like someone else.
The scissors, I remember being hard. You can see in the video, like it's...
Yeah, you're like...
Well, Do you know what, it's like, you know when you do something once, you know, like, you know, if you ever, have you ever been, you know, at the gym and you do like a small rep of really low weight?
Yeah.
It's just piss easy. And then like after like sort of like a few reps, you're like, fucking hell, it's hard this now.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, when you're doing circuit training or something, you do something, it's like, right, do 10 pull-ups. You do 10 pull-ups, smash it out easy. You do something else, you come out to the second set, you're like, fucking hell, this is harder. Mm. And by the end of it, you know, when you're like set five, you're like, fuck me, like,
that's what it's
hard.
Like on the scissors.
That's what it's like on the scissors, a minute, and you're like, fucking hell, this is easy. Then you get to 2.5 minutes, like, fuck me, this is well hard.
Which song did you do the scissors on?
Frank Ocean.
Oh, that was it, sorry, yeah. That was the first one we did that.
Really, yeah, it was. You busted out a fair few utensils and bits and bobs, didn't you? So you smack in shoe boxes.
The shoebox kick drum was good.
Yeah, you did have a snare.
Did you have a snare drum? You had a snare drum, didn't you?
You had the piccolo snare.
Yeah, the piccolo. Because that was the only sort of drums we had. Because we literally recently just bought in, like moved into this yard, haven't we?
We weren't allowed to go pick anything up at the time, were we?
This was getting, so weirdly, it was a family company who did this and they lived together. The two guys.
Did what?
What are you on about?
Father and son. This I'm explaining now. So they were allowed to come into here. Because they were already in a bubble.
Don't build it, you mean?
And they carried. Because obviously no one was in it, so they were allowed to carry on doing stuff. Them two just kept building away.
Mm-hmm.
But that meant we legally couldn't come here and pick up like drum bits.
Yeah,
so that's why I
had like a crap fucking keyboard for the first one, and then we got a couple of weeks later. How many weeks were we doing that for? About 4 weeks, wasn't it?
About a
month and a half.
But yeah, just
one. One thing I wish we'd done was go on TikTok. As soon as we started doing that in lockdown, because I feel like we didn't know about it, we would have been ahead of the curve. But hindsight's a good thing.
I don't think TikTok would, because I think it would have been. Yeah. I think it would have missed the curve. Do you know what I mean? Because TikTok,
it was in its infancy
then. Was like still like just like
it only just come out, hadn't it?
It was just like dancing videos.
To be fair, lockdown is when everyone started getting.
That's what
TikTok.
I mean. Like, it was lockdown that made it, wasn't it?
Yeah,
but I do not think we would have missed that thing a little bit.
I think it's a temporary thing anyway. It's not going to be...
What, TikTok?
Yeah, it's not going to be...
Who knows? Everyone said that about social media as a thing though, didn't they?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I think it just evolves.
There's
always something else.
For every like TikTok so fast and it's like, everything... You read other like stats or whatever and kids and stuff are still... They're going back to YouTube.
It's taking in long form as well.
Do you know what I mean?
The past couple of months, it's not as fast anymore.
They've said long form's better. Yeah, so
I think
TikTok itself will evolve.
As an application.
TikTok realized.
Same way Instagram has. Instagram's done the same.
But Vine, the short thing on Vine died, didn't it?
Doing like the what's it called? Part one, part two, but I think they saw shit that was working really well, didn't they? And then just said, oh, we'll make longer videos so you don't have to do that. You can watch the whole video.
Yeah.
My favourite one of those was the Tame Impala one that we did.
Yeah, it was good.
Which one? I liked going in and trying to get all the same delays that were on the record and stuff.
I really liked...
Just me and the laptop, that one, it was fun.
I really loved working with other artists like that.
I'd love to do that.
The one with Skelly fucking smashes it, by the way.
Still, the
streaming numbers on that are insane.
Do you know what I want to do? This is an idea I've got. No, I don't know if I've told anyone this.
What?
You know, we were talking about what we do as an album after this album, whether or not it's the right time to do it. I'd like to do an album where I write the songs, obviously.
Mr. Songwriter.
No, we obviously do the songs. And we have other people, like a collaborations album, but I don't sing any of them.
So other people sing all the tunes.
So you know like the tune I did for Brooke, which never like seen the light of day? Imagine that with like 10 different people on it.
Yeah.
And all in different styles of music.
Boss.
Why not?
Let's talk about artists we'd have on, because it's a good...
It'd be nice to branch out and get people we don't just like know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And do it actually as a thing, but it's quite, literally just an idea I've got.
That's cool.
Ed Sheeran did a collaboration.
He's quite drum and bass, that, you know.
But people never do it with bands.
You know, you have like featured artists and stuff. That's the vibe, isn't it?
They're all original songs.
Yeah.
And we play that. We're the backing band.
That's cool.
I suppose you wouldn't even have to write them all. I'd like to. Yeah, you know, I think that'd be, obviously that's
what I'm saying.
You could co-write with...
I've got like loads of songs which I'm like, that doesn't work for us.
Mm.
So I'm like, it'd be good to do an album of them all.
That'd be cool after this album, that one we mentioned there, that album of like, where you just release it.
Is there like a song auction? You know, like people who don't use the songs, can you just like put them on an auction and be like, do you want this?
You could probably present them as like a batch of songs.
It is a load of shit.
With how them song things work, I think it's got something to do with the song, obviously, but I think a lot of the time it's the artist, because you hear about massive tunes that have smashed it and massive artists have just gone, nah, not for me.
Yeah.
Passed up on it, do you know what I mean? And it's like...
Who did, was it Toxic, Britney Spears, that was written for someone else and declined it?
Do you want to carry on that question anyway? We didn't finish it.
Yeah, the last two bits, the big old question is, PS, film suggestions for Josh if you haven't already watched it, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
No, that's a fucking great film.
Emu, isn't that in the...
Yeah, it is.
PPS, if you do read this out, my boyfriend legally must agree to get us Withenshaw Park tickets. He's holding back as we're planning to go travelling during August, but nothing's set in stone yet. Please help me out.
Just feel it.
Love you all, Maddie.
You have to get Withenshaw Park.
Book the holiday around the gig.
If you don't book the Withenshaw Park tickets and you have probably said Josh will run off with Maddie.
What the hell?
Jesus Christ.
It's only because she said I love you to Josh and he got jealous.
Yeah, come to the gig. It'll be good
fun. Yeah, you can't... If you're a big fan, that's going to be... We're going to put everything into that gig. You can't not...
Then again, times are hard. So, you know, if you can't, then don't worry about it. But
you can come down, can't you? I'm joking.
Thank you.
Times are hard,
speaking of time, my battery's running low here. So after only have one or three more, and then we go...
Yep. 152 anyway, so let's get a couple.
Hi, lads.
Great year.
Me again. Oh, Harvey Sparks.
Nice.
Cool name.
Hi lads, me again with a couple of questions. Was wondering what each band member would be doing as a job if they weren't musicians. That's the first part of the question.
We talked about this before, but let's go. Should we go? I think I'd try and be a video editor.
You'd be very good at it.
Thank you. I would try and do. I'd work in film, try and direct or video edit. There's my answer.
Charlie would probably go into the labour and building thing.
I think he'd be a session musician.
I think he could be, but I mean, like you're saying,
it's hard to get in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas he would have got in personally somehow.
He's very good.
Again, it's so hard because he was earning good money and doing labor.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. It is hard to break that chain of getting out.
Do you know what I mean? It's a weird thing, isn't it? People, and the biggest thing with studios and being things like that is people just use people they know.
Yeah.
Rather than they don't go, it's just, oh yeah, they'll get them. It's just easy, isn't it? So I'm saying he might have, he might not have, but I think in terms of the question, that's a bit boring. It's he'd be a session musician. Suppose he'd be a labourer.
Yeah. What about you?
He did CAD stuff actually, didn't he, Chaz, for a bit? And I thought he was really good
at
that.
What's CAD?
3D design.
He was good at that, so maybe he'd go into that more. I was an apprentice tailor, and everyone knows that.
Would you carry on doing that soon?
Yeah, I did love it. I enjoyed doing it. That was a big thing. We talked about with Joe Norton the other day, our mate, the Orb. And you're talking about when you have to, you're in these positions, and I felt really, because I went to all the tailors and handed him my CV, do you know what I mean? Like, I really wanted to do it. I always liked clothes and stuff. And I was like halfway through my apprenticeship, and they were like, oh, if you leave now, when the band started, like, you're going to have to start again. I think at the time it was like £2.80 or something an hour.
Jesus Christ.
Thinking if I leave and it goes wrong or don't work out, I'm going to have to do this again.
Yeah, start from
the top. But you just do little things like that, don't you? But yeah, I think I would have, but I know what I'm like ADHD wise. I probably would have done that for a few and then I probably got bored and wanted to do something else. I don't think I'd be able to stick it out or stick like just doing the same job out.
Co-op?
Yeah, just co-op. I reckon I just would have just stuck just few beers on the weekends, just fucking
and the rest
co-op, yeah, and the rest. But career, I'd never really had anything.
Did you ever
planned?
Plan?
Well, I had a gap year at the flat, which just turns into
debauchery.
It just didn't turn out like that. I always wanted to go to that uni, which you didn't need grades for because I just did shit in college. But I was always intrigued into it. Was it called SSR? Have I made that up?
No, the recording school.
Yeah, I viewed it and stuff, but
that's changed now. That
is it changed? Mm. I wanted to do that.
Do you know why I went to uni and did that?
You didn't go to that one though. You went to Manchester College, didn't you?
Because what you're saying then, I didn't have the qualifications to go.
Yeah.
To SSR because I didn't do music in college. Mm.
I did, but I got an E.
Yeah, so you've been the same as me. But Manchester held it. Like, you, that was it. Was probably the start of Blossoms, that.
Me and Chaz came and played.
And what tune did we do?
She's so sweet.
She's so sweet, yeah.
Did you get hold of that? You got that?
No.
Was I there? Manchester, did I come with you? No. I feel like I've heard that.
No, you
I
were,
did it.
It was before Josh. Like I say, it was before Josh. It was
a long time ago. We were
only
12, that would have been.
And then Chaz.
One of my mates did that.
Chaz kept saying, again, that was where Charlie and Tom were like, Blossoms is a good name for a band. And then Chaz was like, we should get in with Tom. Should get in with Tom again, because I think we had boss time. Do you know when we were doing that tune?
But yeah, back to me. So I was going to do that.
Yeah.
But then you guys came here, and I was like, might as well just fucking get in on this. You know what I mean? I'm doing all right.
Yeah, fuck knows how you were.
I don't know, because I probably wouldn't have done that SSR thing.
You wouldn't have done music, I don't think.
Nah.
Even though you could have.
No, I wouldn't have done it.
The other thing is,
you don't know. No one has a plan. I would have wanted to be a video editor and all that, but yeah, I would have got into it. Do you know what I mean? Well, I have no plan.
This is what I'm saying about like even when we were doing it and when things started, we didn't think it was going to happen.
Most of my mates have done really well in trades that they never even thought they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
it's like the biggest one, though, isn't it?
Maybe I get into some other trade.
Maybe you imagine you being like a bricky or something.
Yeah, I might be all right.
What's that?
Josh,
the only thing that springs to mind for me is, again, if it wasn't this and being a musician, whatever, it'd be. I was big into design, and still am, but as in, I was actually designing stuff.
Yeah,
in college,
school, then
graphic
into college.
Graphic design at school, wasn't it?
Graphic design, but then also like physical art stuff. So that was the only thing I can think that I had any other serious passion about. You know what I mean? Enough to want to pursue a career in.
I can't say because I don't know.
I wasn't on any other path really.
It's weird because I suppose that thing of like having a passion or having a hobby, and I don't know if it's the same for everyone else, but I remember you're almost told to not pursue that because that's a pipe dream and that's fucking up here. Do you know what I mean?
That's imagine if you listen to a lot of the people. I was encouraged the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine
to follow my passion.
Yeah, but imagine if you the opposite. Do you know what I mean? And I suppose there's also a realistic element to it. Like I remember my mum and dad being like, "You've got a year." Do you know what I mean?
See, like that's like just the Donovan way, though. That's quite like my parents never said that.
But then after a year, you were still, your mum and dad wouldn't be like, keep going. Do you know what I mean? After a year, you would have been like, oh.
Yeah, I don't think I would have wanted to do it for like years and years.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm saying my mum and dad said a year because I was in work. Do you know what I mean? I paid mum and dad rent and stuff.
Practical people.
At that point, I was like, I can't pay rent. I had to sell my car. And that was how I like sort of supported myself for a bit. And mum and dad were like, do you know what I mean? You got a year? Because I suppose there's an element to it of like, it's all well and good being like, oh, yeah. But then if you do that and it doesn't go anywhere, then you know what I mean? I'd be fucking 25 and just like got nothing, been out of work for years. And I'm like, where have you been? I don't know. It's a weird one, isn't it? Because then I get both.
Some people make it when they're in the 30s or 40s. There is no, do you know what I mean? You just don't know. You don't have to be young, but it feels like it's quite a young person's game. I'm talking about myself here. I think I'd want to,
like if it started breaking now, I'd be a bit more like, do you think that?
Too serious. Let's have fun. Let's have fun.
No, I'm just saying, if we were still a band and we weren't Blossoms, we were just like a bandy, did all right. Say sold out Night and Day, and that was about it. Still going.
No, I wouldn't be doing it.
That's what I mean. So you're saying like now you could have had your break now.
Yeah, I suppose, but I'm imagining that I'm still writing songs at home and somehow someone hears and I give someone a song. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mean make it like you're still slogging away playing gigs and shit.
But I suppose it's weird. It's weird because you're not in that mindset. Like, you could do it and because you're doing that,
you could just
enjoy it. It's hypothetical. Look.
Yeah, it is. It's a fine line to not suck the fun out of you.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Of your passion.
Someone sent us an email. I was trying to find it. Someone had designed some merch.
Oh, I think I saw that, but yeah.
Someone
designed. Speaking of which, that comes up a lot, so I think we actually probably need to release some podcast merch.
Yeah. Natalie Drew
does
said,
come up a lot.
Hi! I hope you all had a great new year and are having a fabulous January. My name is Nat. I'm one of your five American fans. Thank you. I know you guys have mentioned podcast merch in the past episode and I thought I'd throw my hat at the ring at designing some podcast merch.
Oh, has she designed it?
Yeah. I love all the different segments within the show, so I drew inspiration from some of them. I was having a laugh while making these, and I hope you all do too. I also wanted to share that I'm coming to Manchester the first time in August to see you at Withenshaw Park.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice one.
Thank you.
I'm so excited, but I just know that we... Oh, do you know what? But I love shit like that. Like,
yeah, it's cool.
Coming over.
That's
like,
fucking cool.
We've like,
yeah, because
got...
sometimes you get it, you can get yourself a bit like, is anyone asked about the band anymore? Yeah, why, yeah. Anyway?
No, yeah, I think everyone...
Like,
everyone's
oh, like, fucking hell, we're like... We're getting old, do you know what I mean? But then it's like people flying from America. It's like it's all right. People like
that's fucking weird.
You have to remove yourself.
There you go, Nath. Yeah. You've made Tom's self doubt. You've made yeah. Tom's day. It's hard to do that. I've been his friend.
What?
You changed him day to hour. Yeah.
Not get carried away.
Do you want to see? Sorry, I didn't finish it. I'm so excited. But just so you know, that we do love y'all here in America too.
Boss.
So a North that's America nice. Tour soon, please. We'd love to. It's just
fucking
well,
funny
expensive.
You should say that because we had a bit well, of good
yeah,
news.
Maybe,
the week,
yeah. Might be something coming up. Anyways, I hope you guys get a giggle out of the t-shirt designs. Thanks for being one of my favourite bands in the whole world. See you in August. Much love. Nat. P.S. If you could make a request, could you play Blown Rose and Sunday Was a Friend of Mine in Manchester in August?
That's a great tune.
I love Sunday Was a Friend of Mine.
Yeah, love
fair.
Playing that.
We're playing on a Sunday as well.
It has to be it. Have we got some of the designs?
Must be good then.
So there's this first one. Josh. Oh,
is that on the TV?
It was me in a TV, isn't it?
Oh, nice.
Here it is, camera. Do you reckon I'll see that? We'll tweet these out as well.
Yeah. Any others?
Yeah. Giving up the toast. I like that one. That's cool.
Let me see that.
Fairs. I like that. That's cool. Do you see it, Josh?
Yeah, yeah.
You got it?
So I'm not speaking, so it stays on the camera, but yes.
Cool, isn't it? That's giving up the toast.
That's your hard, is it?
That's your scene. That
that's
if you
cool.
were to design that t-shirt, that's what you'd do. You'd like just want it black and white. Dead
it's
plain.
Not hard, is
just
it?
Says it's not hard, is it? See the one. Mm. I like these hypothetical. I really like
thank
that.
That's
I like,
cool
I like
the question
the
mark.
With
thank you.
That's good.
That's great.
Thank you.
Well done.
The Miles in a helmet.
Thank you. Last time I wore a helmet, that.
What did he say?
Last time I wore a helmet.
So, thank
there,
you all.
There's more.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, yeah. There's just a generic Blossoms podcast one.
Nice.
Using the sign from Stockport.
Tight.
And then that's it. So thanks, Nat. And
thank
thanks
you.
For all the questions.
Thank you all.
Miles, what is the Gmail?
BlossomsPodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, before I go, I got some grief off Jim Mack in the group chat for not mentioning his name in the podcast.
Oh, because you always mentioned Tommy Harrison.
Yeah, so big love,
your
Jim.
Your mates listen to it.
Yeah.
That's class.
I just want to give an honourable mention to a dedicated fan as well, Neil Summers.
My man.
Nice. Are we doing shout-outs?
does he miss life on the road?
Here we do.
Do you know what? This is funny. This can be the parting gift for the podcast, which I hope you find it funny. It's not that funny, but... So Katie, obviously, my wife, Joe's sister... will get a lot of messages because I'm not on like Insta or anything.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah.
So she gets a lot of messages for people like, oh, can you show Tom this? Or I've got a new band, a demo, or blah, blah, blah. Loads of like
middleman.
Nice stuff. Yeah. So we were having tea the other night. She like showed me this message and it was like, hi, Katie. Sorry to like disturb you. I've been searching, basically, she'd been searching like Cameo, them websites for us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you didn't find me, did you?
No, but it just made me that. So she'd been searching all them websites to try and find
shit.
Where you can pay to get us to do like a video message. And she was like, I can't find them anywhere, but I was wondering if you could like get Tom to a message. I've got to pay you £100.
Jesus
so
Christ.
So I was like, no, I'll just do it. Like,
yeah
for a
but
while.
Then I was like, imagine we ended up on Cameo.
What do you think about stuff like that?
I think you should just give the fans videos.
Yeah, because weirdly, like, you say end up there, but there's massive...
I know, it's lucrative, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I'm not just saying for Luke. I mean, like, you're saying, like, the people who are on the slip down sort of are on there, but there's not. There's, like,
Brian Cox is on there from Succession.
That's what I mean, yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it because ethically, like, if you want a message, do it. But then again, how are you going to get a message out of me?
I
so
think
it's a service that needs to... have doshed to be paid for.
Dosh.
But like, I reckon, like,
people turn it into jobs, though. It becomes a job. If you're doing it that much, it's a job, isn't it?
Like, this is what I was going to say then. I think if it's people like ourselves.
If you're in character, that's different.
That's
I think.
I think if you're in character, then it's different.
Jay Martinez does it as Jay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that is what, because.
That works, yeah.
Because he's playing a character. He's made that character up. He is that character.
If we did it, it would be... Hi, guys. Miles from Blossoms here. Nice to see you. Give us a tenor.
Miles and his tenor.
Yeah.
Give us a tenor.
Fucking sound. It's tenor, isn't it?
Yeah. Cheers.
Thanks, guys. Good time. Enjoy your week. See you next week.
Live from Blossoms HQ.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.